It's Thursday, the 20th of February. And we're back to the wild, windy weather again. I never saw that coming. Mind you. Didn't see the forecast for today. That's wild. I'm sheltering in below the lee of the shed. It's actually quite pleasant. It would stand out in it, but there's like a wind noise. And my tea would go cold really quick. And my hair, which isn't even cut, granted, would end up bouffant. Is that the right word? Anyway. It's fine and dry this morning, which is good news. The wee birdies are being blown about. Seagulls are soaring overhead, mind you. This will be a great morning for the bigger birds. There's loads of blue sky, that's the best of it, but the clouds, or I should say the lower level clouds, are all, I don't know, travelling at what, 100 mile an hour at least, maybe more. And they're all banking southwest to northeast, and they're actually banking up. The higher level clouds with the blue sky. Well, no, they just look pretty static. In fact, I'm looking at one particular high altitude cloud, just a little one. It's in the shape of a tuning fork. That doesn't seem to be moving at all. Layers. It's all about layers. Hurt my neck looking up there. I was thinking about something in the shower this morning. Well, to be perfectly truthful, I don't know, you're always thinking something in the shower. Well, I was thinking something all the time, but I've said this before, things come to my head in the shower that wouldn't normally come to my head. Is it the hot water on the top of the brain that fires off the electrons? Triggers loads of activity. Oh well, I need to stand below hot water a lot more. But yeah, I've lost the plot already. Something came to mind, and I remember just thinking, where the heck did that come from? If all the things that I could have been thinking about, why that? It wasn't bad, it was just weird. Because I know every morning I get up, things come into my brain immediately. You know, things you've got to do that day, or something else that's happened in the week, or yesterday, or all those kind of things. But when something like that comes, it intervenes, in other words, it bringes in, as you would say, butts in to your thoughts, and you're just like, wow, where the heck did that come from? I was talking to a murders carefully. I was talking to an old lady who is a good friend, as opposed to saying I was talking to an old lady friend, which implies something else. Grammar. I hate grammar. But anyway, and I was talking about something, and she said to me that, isn't it funny how we argue with ourselves? And I thought, wow, someone else has finally admitted. And we had quite a lengthy conversation and lots of laughter about this talking to yourself. And starts from get out of bed and no, I don't want to get out of bed. Yes, you need to get out of bed. You know, those kind of things. And she just went on and told me so many things about me. And I came away really happy. I thought, I've got a soulmate. What's a soulmate, anyway? What is a soulmate? You can't have a soulmate unless you believe in your soul. You believe in a soul. Isn't that correct? You can't have a soulmate unless you believe you have a soul. Strange word, isn't it? Soul. Mind you, if you think long and hard about most words we use, just say it often enough. Just say it repetitively, whatever the word is, and it just begins to sound weird. Weird is weird. Weird's a weird word. My inner self is just being totally frivolous and flippant and imagine if you could separate yourself, you know, from that inner argumentative being. If you could instantly create a life person. You're double in physical aspects, but your inner argumentative being. I think there'd be a lot of punch shots with me anyway, every day. My God, could you imagine? Oh my God, no. Black and white, positive, negative, for, against. Could you actually picture that, making tea in the morning? I'm just going to make tea. No, don't bother. If I want to have a cup of tea. No, you don't. That's okay internally, but if that being was a physical presence, God, you're throwing the teacup at them. Then again, there'll be many a time when they keep you right. Harmony. That's going to bring trees down.